This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2024 Aquarius New Moon. The new moon takes place on February 9th, 2024 at 2:58 p.m. Pacific Time, 5:58 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:58 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 20 degrees Aquarius, 40 minutes. Our orientation to Pluto in Aquarius continues with this month's new moon, the first in our lifetime in this sign. Life, the world, and some of our bodies have been buzzing with the evolutionary change agent's entry into the sign of networks, communities, and all things futuristic. He returned to this energy field on January 20th after lingering at the door from late March to mid-June last year. We have only begun to grasp the implications. And now, we're already making plans with them in mind. Hints have been in the air since Mercury, ruler of what goes in and out of our minds and mouths, met Pluto on February 5th. How has your thinking fine-tuned? The pairing riveted attention to focused, monumental messages, cut out baggage and fluff, and signaled the importance of community, which could be leading to leaving or reshaping yours. On a greater scale, issues are also crystallizing of dark power inherent in or lurking within technology. Relationships are rattling and rolling as well, because of love goddess Venus collaborating with Aquarius's ruler Uranus 2 days before the new moon. He's the cosmic agent of unpredictable awakening change, and the trine to him is zapping open stuck places and unleashing breaks of all varieties through, out, up, that are propelling us toward, well, the future. Electricity is not merely in the air, but also in our minds. Anyone jittery? And relationships. Fresh air is blowing. Breathing room abounds. This is the environment of the new moon. It's inclining us to the new, the exciting, the technological. And with the moon square to its ruler, Uranus, pushing for the path or approach not yet taken, we've little chance of going for our personal tried and true. And yet, this new moon's seeds and fresh starts are not calling for recklessness, but instead for innovation. There is a difference. And all the better if there's promise of staying power, or at least growth potential. A little voice in you is nagging for that. Not hearing it? It's in the weird, insistent nudges you're feeling. That's radiating from the discomfort of a semi-sextile to the new moon from Venus in Capricorn. She wants value, a yacht, a duplex, a ring, and is angling for protecting it. If you're endangering it, you'll get a vague but inescapable sensation that something's off. Fortunately, grounding and stability are on offer from the ongoing sextile between go-for-it Jupiter and order-loving Saturn, the traditional ruler of Aquarius. It's for the having, but you have to grab and claim it. It won't just come to you. This is an exciting lineup, actually. Brainstorm. Welcome the lightning. Go for the new. Embrace innovation. And keep one foot on the ground as you place the other in the future. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host Conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.